Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Chuck Grassley about Sarah's Law and the upcoming general election. You recently, along with a senator from Nebraska, introduced Sarah's Law. Can you tell our listeners what that law is?
Well, Sarah's Law is named after a very tragic situation in Omaha for an Iowa girl who just graduated from a university in Nebraska. And that particular person was Sarah Root, so we call it Sarah's Law. And the basic law is that if you are involved as an undocumented worker, and you're involved in one of these accidents where there's a killing, and this lady was killed in an automobile accident by somebody who was three times the drunk driving limit, and he was three times drunk. He was illegally in the country, and consequently killed this person. And then the Immigration Service didn't keep him in custody, and he's probably going back to Honduras out on $60,000 bail, but it only cost him $5,000. And so this law would make sure that people in that situation are kept in federal custody.
And what's the next step for this law?
Well, it's just introduced, so it's got to go to committee and pass the House and Senate and signed by the president.
So it's very early in its stage as far as being considered.
Yeah, but it's got both senators from Iowa and both senators from Nebraska, and it's got the congressmen from the respective districts of Council Bluffs and Omaha.
And speaking about the senators from Iowa, along with yourself is Joni Ernst, who has been meeting with Donald Trump. Do you have any remarks about the potential vice president selection for Trump as the Republican candidate?
Well, I don't think I got only one bit of advice for the presidential nominee, and this would be true of anybody, anytime. They ought to pick somebody that is specifically qualified to be president of the United States in case that the president would pass away. That's the number one requirement. There's a lot of other things you can take into consideration, but you want them to be qualified to be president. And so then, consequently, you end up with people like Joni Ernst that was suggested to be there. That shouldn't surprise anybody, it shouldn't surprise anybody that she's going to give a major speech at the national convention, because she was picked after she was only a senator for two weeks to be the one to answer for the Republicans against the president's State of the Union message in 2015. So she's fully qualified, and she's going to speak on national defense issues at the convention. And it's very appropriate she do that, number one, because she's the first female combat veteran to be a member of the United States Senate. Secondly, she speaks well. Thirdly, she's involved very much in armed services policy here in the United States Senate. On the Armed Services Committee. So I think that they did a good job in picking somebody like her to fill in there.
And would you support a Trump-Ernst ticket in November?
Well, I'm going to support a Trump ticket regardless of who's vice president, but it would sure add a lot of strength to it, particularly for those of us in Iowa, if Joni Ernst was on that ticket.
That's been today's Washington Page with Senator Chuck Grassley. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.